This is Wrap Radio, that podcast that gives a radio-like feeling.
Hi, everybody. Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good evening.
I know I sound very weird, but like it's been a while I did this, and I honestly can't even remember how to do it. But we'll do it. Abi, Hura, what do you think?
You are the host.
You know. Oh yeah, that's true. You are the host. So welcome to the round table, and this is the voice of your host, T-Fair. And of course, I'm here with my co-host. So I'll let her speak first.
You're actually a very proud person. Because what's that? I'm here with my co-host. I wish you guys could actually see the way she moved her hand. Like, I'm here with her. Your co-host. It's fine. It's allowed. It's allowed. And this is our first episode in 2024. How do you feel?
First, I would say Happy New Year.
Actually.
How do I feel? Honestly, I'm elated. Because for some months now, I've been involved with something I never thought I would ever be involved with, politics, school politics. So just to let my fans out there know this,
stop playing.
The voice of T-Fair. I am vying for the office of Student Union Vice President in the University of Ibadan.
T-Fair is a big fish show.
People listen to me instead.
Okay, because I don't know how you got the courage to say that. Okay, next thing I want to run for is UISU VP. Weren't you scared?
Yeah, I am. I still am.
You're still scared?
Yes.
Why are you scared?
I think it only gets better. Because now, I mean, it's 17 days to election, and I can't wait for what comes with those days. But there's just that, I don't know, there's always the fear. It's like public speaking, where there's always stage fright, but you need to know how to manage it. So there's always the fear, but I have this rule of do it afraid. Like, you're going to be scared for the rest of your life, and you can't chicken out of everything. So yeah. I mean, do it afraid.
I mean, you're a boss chick now. You're gonna kill that. Stop playing.
Hey, amen and amen.
By the way, guys, the rest of you, but the political environment is about to actually ruin the beautiful thing that Ife and I share. You get my point. You know, Ife loves me so much, you can't do without me.
She meant it the other way around.
No, I didn't mean it the other way around. So I don't want to give you guys the gist, but just know that it's a tricky thing for me, but I've learned to understand that business is business, student politics is student politics, and life is life.
That's
student
right.
Politics presently is a part of Tife's life, which she has been doing for months, and I literally had to drag her to remember that she's a podcaster.
Let me come in there, guys.
I didn't drag you.
We were supposed to record last month.
Okay.
We did not record because of Wura.
Bro,
she's a finalist.
Bro, so was busy.
She's always busy. Project this, project that.
Yeah, you know, when you get there, you relate.
Hey, Jesus.
When you get there, you're a bloody penultimate student. You don't speak to me like that.
Cut that so.
I'll just say it. Actually, the fault is both. It's for both of us. Yes. You were busy. I was busy. And I decided that this second quarter, by the way, you guys should listen to TRC. I dropped it yesterday.
TRT first, guys.
Yeah, you know. No, listen to the real corner. I promise you. When you are done, come and listen to the round
table. No, the round table first, guys.
I dropped TRC on Friday.
No, wait, who are you listening to? The host or the co-host?
No, I don't care. But listen to the real corner. I'm just saying, you know, listen to the real corner. If you say the host or the co-host, who you listen to? The convener or the host?
Okay. Nice.
I'll give her that. Anyway, how have you guys been? I've been good. What have you been doing for these 3 months? I'm just, before we go into the highlights, what have you been up to from January to March?
So from January to March, like I mentioned, I've been really involved with the whole political life in school.
Wow.
And I must say it has been a ride.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is still a ride. I'm still riding.
Actually.
Yeah. But one thing I always tell myself is that do not lose yourself. Tife, don't lose yourself with this.
Important.
Don't lose yourself with this. That is why when Bura reached out, yes, I will accept. It was Bura that reached out again that we must continue. Don't forget that you're a podcaster. I say, it's true.
I even called her out on Twitter, guys. I did call her out. I'm just saying, you guys should know that I'm putting in effort into
listening to me.
Bring this into fruition.
So, like, the minute she did, I'm like, yes, I'm up. Like, I'm up for this. Let's do it.
Actually.
Because podcasting is a part of me, and I've not been doing it for a while now because of politics, and I keep telling myself to not lose myself, when in reality I've been losing my podcast self.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that's like what I've been up to.
Okay, I think how about from you? January to March, Valentine happened in February. Recorded an episode with Arewa. I think that's the only long episode I did this year. That was what.
Why did you bring Valentine into it?
Yeah. We recorded Valentine special now for Ura Radio.
Okay, that's what you say.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That it happened. I think that's a significant podcasting that I did this year. Then, okay, I recorded MMTs in February. But I've been lazy with podcasts, so I'm not going to lie. I've been chasing my dream as an event host. I'm not going to lie to you.
Ah,
guys.
You people. Ura has money.
No.
Right now, as I speak, like, you need to see our nails.
No. My dear listener. Skin,
like, everything. You just know that this past 3 months, she made money. And she's still making money.
You know, I didn't host until March. What are you saying?
Yeah, so it's March, Congo. Tell us about March.
I hosted a lot of events on campus. I'm not going to lie. Shout out to the Vice President of University of Ibadan Student.
Shout out.
I know that she saw a very great thing in me. And she was like, oh, you're going to run it. So I hosted SU Variety Night. I hosted SU Freshers. Okay, Fresh As a Com was last year. I was at SU Personality Lecture where I met Edmondo Bido, right?
I saw your pictures.
And bro asked for my name after I was there. I was like, yeah, you saw it, guy. He's not a guy, he's a daddy. But you get what I'm saying? Then I was at one UNICEF event too.
Oh.
It was just, I've just been working and
it's really amazing.
And this finalist thingy, I'm not enjoying it. I won't lie to you guys. I rant almost every day on my status.
I will enjoy mine in
you
Jesus.
You will definitely enjoy yours
God's
in Jesus.
Grace, inshallah. You will. I must.
I'm not enjoying the project aspect because I do not like academic writing. I think that's why. But I'm trying my best to do other things that will make life easy for me in my final year.
Like recording a podcast with Tife, of course.
Like recording a podcast for Wura Radio. Oh yeah.
With Tife on Tife show.
No, a holler. All right. I think that's all.
Yeah, that's all the catching up we need to do before we go right into the highlights for the first quarter. Yeah, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
The first quarter of the year 2024. Mm-hmm. But before we do that, we'll be going on a quick commercial break. So stay tuned.
The commercial break. Shana, you go sell products for there.
We'll sell to Fela Fair.
Oh my god, this guy is trying to use this podcast to do campaigns. You guys stay tuned. You know, the next episode of the round table, you most likely be the SUVP or I don't know. I don't want to do campaign for you because you did not pay me. So you get my point. The next podcast episode will be done with elections. That's what I'm trying to say. Anyway, let's go for
stay tuned, guys.
All right.
We've only been dating for a year, but I'm gonna take a risk and sound a little weird. I want the picket fences and an arch around the entrance, two IKEA twin beds for the kids. It's normal to be a little scared, but I wanna bend the rules and play some truth or dare. So ask me any question, I don't really care. The only thing I care about is if you'll meet me there. And I wanna take your name, and I know you want the same. When you hold me, I see the end of a movie. Everyone thinks that we're crazy.
Welcome back, guys. So I'll be taking us through the highlights of the first quarter of 2024.
Oh, girl.
Note, my highlights, guys.
Very important, though.
My highlights, unsolicited opinions.
Yep.
All right, so the first one. In marriage, you share everything. Actress Etin Osa, after contracting infections from her ex-husband.
Okay.
Next, BBN season 7 winner Fina calls out the show organizers over unpaid debt.
BBN JBC. In quotes.
Okay. Why marriage isn't for me, says Terry G. Okay, I'm interested in that one actually. Lady sheds tears of joy as she becomes an Eleha.
Tears of joy.
Tears of joy, also in quotation.
Okay. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. Then asking your partner for a DNA test is painful, but You get to hear the rest later. But this was said by reality TV star Doin.
Right.
People react negatively as Bobrisky gets the award of the best dressed female.
It's annoying.
Big purr, guys.
It's annoying. Big purr.
Don't play.
Nigeria is turning around.
Then the very last highlight. 24-year-old goes viral for dating an 80-year-old woman. Let me take it again. 24-year-old man goes viral for dating an 80-year-old woman.
Well, he's meant to be on top. So no problem. I just said it. You heard me.
Ha.
No problem.
But man's already giving me enough. Okay, we'll get there, guys.
Yeah. Let's just go for a short break and we'll definitely be right back. Stay tuned.
Welcome back, guys. So right about now, we'll be going right into sharing our unsolicited opinions, guys. Unsolicited opinions. Right,
we needed to put it out there.
So the very first highlight, I'll take it again. In marriage, you share everything. Actress 18 Osa after contracting infections from her ex-husband.
Okay. I guess I'm gonna start.
Okay.
I guess she was just trying to like console herself and tell herself that, okay, yes, I've got infections, but we share everything in marriage, right? She's trying to put herself in a good state.
Well, I want to believe so too. Maybe she's, you know, there are times you tell yourself some things to feel better.
Actually.
So it's probably that, because, yeah, couples share everything, but I'm not sure everything includes
infections,
especially those
that's actually transmitted.
Exactly, yes.
Just say, don't
worry, that means what you cheated.
Yeah. And that's why you brought it in.
Right. And I think that's very weird. So you can't just, personally, so I'll speak for myself again. I don't believe in sharing infections, because obviously you know that it's cheating or she is cheating. But all in the name of couples share everything, you sit in a marriage with a cheat, it's giving low self-esteem.
Actually, and all I would say is marry well, though. Because when you marry well, you'll not be sharing infection.
I don't marry at all.
You're just going to be sharing body fluids.
Or don't marry at all.
Why are you big on that?
That one is there now.
Actually, you can sign up to marry at all. You can sign up to
marry. Like I'll tell people, marriage is very necessary. It's very nice. I mean, amazing. But it's not compulsory. Don't kill yourself.
Yeah.
Get married if you want to get married. It's amazing. Do the normal thing, ABC, RSC, and actually, everything that has to do. But don't make it a compulsion, like, I must do this.
I must get married.
It pushes out so much desperation, and you start to do things that you never thought you would do. So, don't have it at the back of your head that marriage is not compulsory. It's necessary, but it's not compulsory.
Yeah. And I'm always preaching the good news of marrying well, because at least you'll be sharing body fluids and not infections. Think about it. I just dropped the banger.
Don't let me think about it, guys.
I just dropped the banger, guys. You felt it. I felt it too.
Bora is not who you think she is.
I'm a very good girl, very composed human being who believes in marriage, but does not believe in sharing infections, only believes in sharing body fluids. You get it?
Anyways, we'll move to the next highlight. So, BBN season 7 winner Fina calls out the show organizers over unpaid debt.
You see, Tifa, I don't know what you were thinking when you were gathering this highlight. But number one thing is, I'm very sure that what came to your mind is to give us bank of the highlights. Because think about it, a whole BBN. Who am I? If BBN get debts, who am I? That means I should not cry over debt anymore. Who am I?
Debts are done, drop codes.
Who am I?
Right.
BBN save, get debts.
Hmm.
Why should I cry over debt?
Any debtor out there, use this one to overdue.
Think about it. You know.
I get it, but I think the reason I added it to my highlights for the first quarter is the fact that I never saw it coming. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, so I kind of saw it coming because, like, they say this thing about if it's too rosy.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, I don't know how it's said, but yeah, something like that. If it's too rosy, then there's something off about it.
If it's too good to be true.
Yeah. Something like that. And all that glitters is not gold. Mm-hmm. So I think there's that. At the same time, I couldn't bring myself to believe that BBN wouldn't.
But did they say anything per se? Did they drop a press release?
Not yet. Not that I know of. Well, who knows? Maybe they've dropped it today and I've not found out.
You know the funny thing about these things? Most times when artists come and they call out the organizations that they are working for. Hmm. Now, I'm even taking it off BBN. There was a time that this guy, Lanre Adediwura, that featured in Wura, the popular series. There's a time that he called out Showmax that they were tampering with his mental health. And Showmax did not say anything. So it's possible that what this lady is saying is the absolute truth. BBN feed the UA money, we they never pay. You get my point?
Yeah.
But BBN will not outrightly come out and say that they owe her money. But if she's consistently speaking about this on social media, they could find a way to actually pay her off and she'll stop talking about it. Maybe they paid her off. I'm just trying to reason. You know, as a PR, you know.
So can you call million? Yeah.
If it be audio money.
God help us, so God help us.
What if there are even a lot of persons that they owe money and she's just the person that is bold enough to come and speak out about it?
Mm.
It's sad though. And some persons are considering going to BBN. Or just something.
Well, on the other end too, it could be a Fina thing. Who knows? Actually, any one of them could be on the wrong end. So
yeah.
So the next one, why marriage isn't for me, Terry G.
Okay.
So was a video actually. It was Terry G talking about how marriage is not for people like him because he's a musician and he has female fans, and that the minute he gets married, he's going to lose majority, if not all, of his female fans, and that because of that reason he can't get married. Marriage is not for him, this, that, and that. And I picked it up because for me, I don't, but I'm not a musician, so I don't know how it goes for them. But I want to believe it should not be a reason to lose your female fans unless you got them through a means that you know, that if they now know that you have a woman, they will back out.
Okay.
But if you got them from you actually being skillful, you being really good and talented, even if you get, like, they shouldn't stop being your fans because of that. But yeah, that's
it. Is what it is. But I feel like, let's look at this. I'm not trying to shy away from the highlights, right? But let's look at the fact that Moses Breeze is encountering issues with his female fans. Okay, Moses Breeze will not tell us that he has fans. He will say he has believers, right?
Mm.
But in quote, he has fans. And I believe that a particular number of his female fans are pissed that his wife is extremely modest, in quotes. Now, so Terry G saying this, I don't get. Banky W is married.
Right.
I still listen to his music.
Mm-hmm.
A number of other females listen to his music. Let's just take it as his personal opinion, but I still don't get it. Why should you get married? But you can have baby mamas, right? Is he saying he can have baby mamas?
He didn't say that. He didn't mention that.
He doesn't want to procreate.
That's his, like you said,
business.
That's right.
Yeah.
But personally, I don't think it's a determinant. But I mean, he knows better. He's the musician. I'm not. I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm just Tife.
I'll be now.
So the next highlight, lady sheds tears of joy as she becomes an Eleha.
Tife dropped her book because Oroyi Gbenutan again. For persons who do not speak Yoruba, apologies. You know, you have to Yoruba.
Apologies.
They are really
guys.
Sorry.
Apologies.
The Ibadan girls in us. Are you from Ibadan?
Of course.
Oh,
of course.
My God. Now I get out of Ibadan. So if you are not a Yoruba, maybe you're going to get your Yoruba friend to interpret
us. Oluyale Ibadan.
Oluyale
Ibadan.
Ah,
you don't come for our meeting.
Mi mokoti maso. I don't come.
Amorawa.
Amorawa. Okay, Amorawa.
Yes,
ma.
That's what we say.
Yeah.
So what I have to say about this particular thing is, so it was a video. I watched the video and it was like an event where guys and women, sorry, men and women alike were wearing the Eha for the lady and she was crying. To me, it didn't seem like tears of joy, and I feel like that's why the tears of joy is even in quotation,
because right.
It was an uncomfortable sight.
Wow.
I'm from a mixed family.
Okay.
My dad is a Muslim. My mom is a Christian. I understand both religions to fair and reasonable points.
Okay.
I did Islamic studies growing up too. So like I...
You get it.
Yes, I studied these things. And one thing I understand and know about this Eha is you choose to do it yourself.
Actually.
It was the daughter of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that started it.
Mm-hmm.
And she started it out of her own volition. She didn't want other guys to see her.
Okay.
She presumed that her body was I don't know the right words, but she presumed that her body was just grace and glory, let me put it that way.
Okay.
That anybody should not just be seen, anybody should not just be touching, and she took it upon herself to cover herself up. This was her own decision, and the rule is that you get to her yourself.
Yeah, you get to make the decision, yeah, of what your body will,
exactly,
look like again.
But like on our side in Africa, there's always this thing of like, what if your husband decides to make you one? But then the truth of the matter is that your husband cannot decide to make you one.
Yeah.
The max he can do is suggest to you that I really appreciate if you can do this.
And if you want
it to, still boils back down to you, mm-hmm, to agree to it. And if he's going to be agreeing to it, I can remember my Islamic studies teacher in SS1 telling me that if you are even going to agree to it, there are conditions to it. You will not tell me that I'll be working under the sun. Okay. In here, no, now, unless I choose to do it myself, like, okay, it's my own personal conviction that yes, inside the sun, inside the rain, I will wear it.
I'm gonna wear it, I guess.
But if it's my husband suggesting to me that he wants me to do this and I want to agree to it, then I must be inside. Like, I want to even step out to go and buy something like this. I must be inside a car that has AC. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm, you have to be comfortable to do it. Like, you have to be comfortable to do it.
Sorry,
unless,
where was sorry for cutting you,
yeah,
where was the daughter of Prophet Muhammad?
Where?
What part of the country? What part of the world? Is it very cold there?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I just wanted to bring it out because the heat, okay, that we're experiencing in
Nigeria. Like, the heat here is actually a lot. But like, people, I respect people that do it. I like that. But I really appreciate it, and God will appreciate it too, if it is their personal decision.
Actually.
Like, as long as you're not doing it out of, that's what
they
we do. My husband. No, it's about you. Because the person that started it and it was about her. So it has to be about you. So forget anybody trying to make you her yourself, in quotes.
I'm thinking about it. I'm trying to replay the video in my head, and it's actually very sad.
Yeah.
Because the lady wasn't just crying, she was weeping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her body was literally shaking as she was.
And the annoying part was that it was guys that were, or men wearing it for her.
Like, it's crazy.
Like, as a man, why are you even touching a Muslima like that? Why are you wearing kimar for a Muslima?
It's
why
important.
Outside at that,
it's very sad.
I really feel for
very,
I
it's sad. You, yeah, just turned everything around,
right?
But let's get to the next highlight.
All right, so the next one is asking your partner for a DNA test is painful, but
what's the but?
All right, so before we go right into the but, or let me just go right into the but now. So what Doyin had to say was that asking your partner for a DNA test is very painful, but understand the person. Like, she was saying it from the woman's perspective, that okay, for your husband to ask you for a DNA test is very painful.
Yeah.
But understand him and let him do it. Like, let him do the DNA.
Okay.
So like, I agree with it, but on the other hand, there's something else I'd like to say. Because someone said something about, there was this DNA brouhaha actually on social media.
Yeah, it's been on and on for the first quarter. Almost everybody started. You know the funny thing? They even just shared their messaging with Son, saying that he looks like Nathaniel Bassey.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they dragged that fine baby boy. They dragged the baby boy.
I was just saying that.
Now they drag people on
the earth. Boy looks like Mercy.
He even looks like the husband in my
face.
Yes,
like they are kind of mixed.
Like, do you get? They said it looks like Nathaniel Bassey. That it was during the time when they did Ebenezer. Hey.
Ah,
I'm serious. They said it on X. So you can imagine. DNA is really a thing in our society, Sha.
So like, what I just have to say about that is, yes, it's a very, I'm a woman. Now my husband is asking me for a DNA test for our child. It's a very painful thing.
Actually.
To start with, I already understand that you don't trust me. Forget then society.
I'm just trying to be sure.
I already know for certain that you do not trust
me. Of course.
Mm-hmm. So what I have to say about that is, as a guy, because I believe in the mental health of guys too. I feel like, yes, you should do things for your mental health too. So like, as a guy, if it's really disturbing for you that I mean, this child is not my child, me, should I do this test? Bro, do it, but please don't tell your wife that you are, don't walk up to your wife and ask her for a DNA test. We all know, I want to believe we all know how you can get DNA
get
test
the blood
done
from the
get
child.
The blood from the child, maybe it's your child, get the blood or the air
whatever
strand or something, go do it. She won't even know about
actually
it. But you walking up to her to ask her for a DNA test, first, you're even saying, one, I don't trust you, two, I don't even care about what's going to happen to you afterwards, because you should know that I don't trust you. Like, it's not giving what it's supposed to give in a relationship.
But I disagree with you. You know why? It's a marriage, right?
Yeah.
And you're not expected to hide secrets.
So
now, let me tell you why.
Oh, yeah, now.
You know, some ladies actually get very angry when they find out that their husband went to do a DNA test behind their back.
Actually, there's
they get
that
very pissed.
Which is why, I'm trying to avoid saying don't do DNA test, because to start with, why are you marrying someone you don't trust?
Let's talk about that. Maybe it became very hard for him to trust the lady in the marriage, not before the marriage.
Okay.
I'm for DNA test, actually.
I'm for DNA test
for
too,
you.
But I believe it can be very hurtful
for the wife,
for a faithful partner. And I believe moving forward, it ruins the relationship if the person had been faithful so far.
Let me shock you. Do you know what's in my mind?
Yeah.
If a man asks me for DNA test, I'm just going to rule out our calendar. So I gave birth to the child this day. Now let's calculate. Date it back. When last did we have sex? Calculate it. Is it up to 9 months? Do you still doubt me? Is it for you?
What if it still says I still want?
Then we're
not
going to do the DNA test. But just know that we are not going to give. I'm not going to give birth to any child for you again.
See, because you're hurt.
Why won't I be?
That's the point. That's what I'm trying to say. It's very
painful. After I've given you the calendar, I've rolled out the calendar. No, let's be shocking. Let's even find out that maybe you married me as a virgin. Maybe you're even my first man. So why do you think that I would want to go and do it outside when you literally taught me the way? Like you gave me the stick.
Which
and
way
said,
is that one?
No, I'm just saying.
Hey,
okay. Why you're acting like a saint on this podcast?
I'm a saint.
I'm a saint, guys. No. You're always making me look like.
Oh yeah, yeah, we are talking.
But I'm just saying that if you marry a very innocent virgin, you should not. A part of you should just be like, she can't. But people usually fuck up, Sha.
Even if she's not a virgin, like, if you are going to marry someone that is not even a virgin, like, I believe that if you're marrying anybody at
all, trusting the person,
there must be a level of trust. If you don't have trust in the person, who are you marrying the person? Don't marry someone, I'm going to be asking for a DNA test later. But me, I've also thought about this thing here. If, perchance, my husband does, God forbid, but like, whatever, does a DNA test on our children, and it so happens that he's not the father. It's simple. Means I'm going to do DNA test because means I'm not the mother.
They swapped all of them. It's simple.
Because it's not possible that you're not the father, I'm the mother. No, it's not possible.
It's never possible.
It can't be. It will never be possible.
Definitely.
Never say never, but it will never be possible on this one.
Because why?
Because no.
If I don't want to do life with you, I wouldn't even enter the room of marriage with you.
So there's this conversation too. I think there was this man that did DNA test and found out that his children weren't his. And then the first thing was attacking the wife. I get it. Attack the wife. So you did this, you did that. But I feel like guys most times should go back and think, oh, can this woman actually do this thing? If you think she can't, then find a way of explaining to her. She should go and do DNA. You people, we're in Nigeria.
Actually, and Nigeria, I'm sorry for shading the medical system in the country, but it's possible that you swap your child and you know.
Right.
It's very
so
possible.
Like, if for me, or if he's not the father, I'm not the mother.
It's simple. It's very simple.
I'm not the mother. In fact, before I talk too much, let's move to the next highlight.
Very important, if
All right, so people react negatively as Bobrisky gets the award of the best dressed female.
I'm pissed. Like, this should not even be a topic of discourse. I'm sorry, I don't want to be very aggressive, but this highlight is just not it for me. This ought not to be part of our highlight. I mean, why is it an highlight in Nigeria? Why is it happening that Bobrisky?
Calm down.
Have you seen that guy?
Calm down.
I don't see him as a woman anyway. Have you seen that guy? Have you seen that skin?
He said he's not your bro.
I don't care about him because he's an him. Have you seen him? Like, the makeup or is dressing just about the outfit alone? I think dressing is your entire look, right?
Right.
So I cannot use a masquerade makeup on a very fine outfit and you give me best dressed. First, what is his gender? Nigeria don't accept same person they change. Is it in the constitution now?
Nah.
So he's still a guy. Why would he win best female? Like,
what I even have to say? I feel I'm going to deviate a little.
Mm-hmm.
So, even in countries where they've accepted that you can decide to identify as anything you want to identify as, which could be amazing for them, I feel like I have a problem because there was this conversation we had in class and a couple of my classmates were like, how does it affect you people? How does it affect people that are against these people? Yeah. How does it affect you people? I am not against them, but I just had to come in there to say there's a way it actually affects other people.
Definitely.
And the instance I have is toilets. Female toilets, male toilets. Let's not lie, those are the only toilets we have everywhere that we go
to. We don't even have in between.
Now, you are a guy. You are identifying as a female.
Which toilet
will you use? Which toilet will you enter?
I'm going to use the...
So you are telling me that I am taking my baby girl, my small kid, my daughter, into a female toilet and I'm meeting a man there, identifying as a female. No.
Sure.
How will it not affect the mental health of my child?
How do you explain to the child?
How do I explain to the child that,
baby girl, it's not like he's not a man, but he does not see himself as a man. Then you say, mommy, what do you mean? You start explaining.
So there are ways these things actually affect other people.
True.
Maybe we can start attacking that one in that we not have like a separate toilet for... this one for transgenders, this one for... You know,
I get your point. If you're saying that if the society wants to accept this, then society should create things in place to make
for
them
so that they don't like sports now. Like, I think there was one issue with sports that time too about how a male identifying as a female engaged in female sports and I guess in one or something, and then there was the back and forth of we use the male energy but it's disguising as a female and stuff. Let's have sports for them too.
Yeah,
female sports, male sports. Then I don't know what they'll tell me, but they are sports or something.
So I like this perspective saying that let's embrace them. If we say we want to embrace them, then create facilities to suit this.
As long as it doesn't affect other people, but good.
But obviously, best dressed female is a no for me. That's
best dressed female is a no for
me. It's a no for me. I mean, did you see the outfits of other females that were
there? She's not a female. He is not a female. Like, you
get
my point.
I didn't see anything in that outfit.
I believe there should be. I don't even know about the outfit. I'm fine with them giving him or her best dressed, but the female there is what I have a problem with because there should be another category for him, him. You get my point.
Yeah, me now.
To the next highlight, guys.
The final highlight,
which is the final highlight. So, this one, where I will have a lot to say.
I mean, no. I mean, be very calm, you know.
Yeah, now, let's see. So, 24-year-old man goes viral for dating an 80-year-old woman.
Okay, so here's the thing. Yeah, at this point, I'm going to advise persons who see me as a very good girl to probably stop listening to TRT at this point because I'm about to say something that you may not like.
Okay, I'm sat.
That mommy is enjoying her life. Yes. Tife, the 80-year-old woman is enjoying her life. If it happens that an 80-year-old man and a 24-year-old lady, it wouldn't even be in our highlight at all. Nobody's going to see anything about it. So I would think for that woman, she's old, she's bored, she doesn't know what to use her money for, she wants to take care of a young boy. When taking care of the young boy, she wants the young boy to satisfy her. Like I said, if you think I'm a good girl, you can stop listening. I'm just saying, that mommy is just enjoying herself. Grandma is just enjoying herself. I don't know whether grandma will make it to heaven. It's none of my business.
Well, is there something against it?
Not really, but are they married? No.
No.
Premarital sex.
They didn't talk about premarital
sex. I'm just saying.
Who knows? Maybe they're not having premarital sex. Maybe it's just advice. Rub my tummy, let me rub your tummy.
For dating an 80-year-old man.
Maybe they're just going out, stepping out together, going on dates.
I don't want to believe that. I don't want to believe that. Okay, maybe she likes his jokes.
Yeah, it's probably companionship.
Okay.
You know.
It's reality. So, now joke go make 24-year-old man, they date 80-year-old woman.
She's probably rich because I'm trying to see why a 24-year-old man and they said love happens anywhere.
Yeah,
now.
So he loves an 80-year-old woman.
It's possible. Anything can happen.
It's so funny. But
anything can happen.
I'm supporting that mommy, Sha. I'm sorry.
I don't think there's, like people say, age is just a number, yeah?
Yeah, that's what they say.
But for some of us, age is not just, in certain aspects, yes, age is just a number. But mm-hmm. when it comes to saying certain things, age is not just a number.
Actually, you're right.
Hmm.
So I'm not saying that you should do it though. Let's put out a disclaimer. But I'm just saying that, okay, let's think about it from our own perspective. Maybe she's even depressed. Mm-hmm. Maybe she's tired of life. And she's looking for something to play with. Now people will say that she should play with the emotions of the young guy. The young guy knows what he's entering into.
He's an adult.
He's an 24 adult. 24 old, is a lot. He's a lot. Even in America, 21 is, do you get?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying that, okay, they're just having fun. That's all.
Mm. Anyways, to the 24-year-old guy out there listening to me right now and considering being with an 80-year-old woman,
don't do it though.
Who has said you should not do it?
Don't do it though.
Period. Period.
If not that these guys have started, I would have warned him against it.
Because for me, okay, it's dating, they didn't marry, so
it's fine.
It can still work.
But
for me, like, that means it's like it's more than certain. Okay, we can't be too certain, Sha, that she will die before him. We can't be too certain.
Absolutely,
people die prematurely. But like, if we say like the normal, supposedly normal course of life, she will die before him, and that's like a long distance. And but it's dating, so they're not married.
It's like his great grandmother. Let's face our cultural standard. It is disgusting thinking about it again. If you're thinking about it again, it is very disgusting.
On the
That's like his great grandmother.
I'm sorry, my words, guys.
For real, that's like great grandmother. So let's say she get married at 25. Her firstborn is already 25. She's 50. That firstborn that is 50 will be 25. That's like, 50. I'm trying to calculate it. It's like
good grandmother.
It's still grandmother.
Grandma, yeah.
Still grandmother.
Still grandma.
That's fine, child. But it's a very bad thing. But I'm just saying that grandma is having fun.
I do support it too. But I want to believe that both of them will have reasons for doing what they are doing.
Exactly.
So, like,
and it's a free
whatever work. Works for everybody. I mean, both of them are adults. So
they should do it.
But as for me and my generation,
it's a no. It's simple. It is a no.
Period, guys. But shout out to them. And I hope both of them achieve what they seek to achieve, as long as it's positive to the entirety of the society.
Yep. So thank you guys for listening. It's been a long ride. 7 different highlights. It means a lot to us that you listen to the very end.
To the end, guys. I'm highly appreciative of it.
Yeah.
It's so amazing to... I don't want to drop the mic, guys.
Don't drop the mic.
Like, it's so amazing to host the round table again alongside Bora. Like...
You know, I bring the spice out of
we're
your life.
We're doing this again. No stopping, no shaking.
Yep.
Thank God my elections even end in 17 days. So
exactly.
Like, we're back on track, back guys. On track. Back on track.
May episode first week in May. June episode first week. Just know that you listen to the roundtable every first Saturday of the month. Instead of first and last, it's now just on every first Saturday of the month. Right, Tiffa?
Right, Bora.
Right, Tiffa.
Do we agree? Are we on the same page?
You're on the same page. Because
same page.
We just said it on her.
Same page, guys.
Right or right?
Right.
Okay, good.
Right.
Good. So every first Saturday of the month, guys.
So every first Saturday of the month, you'll be hearing my voice. You'll be hearing Wera's voice.
In the round table.
Who missed my voice?
Nobody.
No. The question should be, who did not miss my voice?
Nobody missed. Nobody did not. So they are in between.
I will post it on my status. You respond.
So not just listen to this episode.
Yeah.
Please share your favorite clip from the episode. How can you share it? You can screen record.
Yeah.
You post on your status.
You can like, comment, drop your unsolicited opinions as well. Note, everything we said today is basically unsolicited. So no shades at anybody, no offense. Yeah. I hope no offense has been taken. And yeah, we're good. Tiffa loves you. Wera loves you. Wera loves Tiffa. Tiffa loves TRT.
So Tiffa TRT loves Bora. Tiffa doesn't love Bora.
And you know, Tiffa loves Bora.
You guys should actually make use of the Spotify replies though. You guys should make use of Spotify replies so that we can at least share your responses.
Yeah.
How can you respond on Spotify? Just when you are done listening, you see a part that asks you what do you think about the episode. Just share your thoughts and all on the episode so we can share on our Instagram. Follow us on Instagram at @Wera_radio. Follow us on X at @WeraRadio. And if you're not on our WhatsApp platform, maybe you should contact Tiffa. She could share her number. You get. Yeah.
So here's my number, guys.
Okay.
090.
Okay.
32.
Okay.
30.
Okay.
98.
Okay.
Shall I leave you to guess the last two numbers?
What's that?
Okay. Out of my generosity, you know, and because you can support my lecture,
you just find 09. I promise you, you just find two stars in your DM. That's why I didn't share my number. You think I was?
I've said it. Don't worry. Yeah. Feel free. But if you're entering my DM, you're coming to support my election, or you're coming to support my podcast journey,
yeah,
or every other thing that I do.
But you want us to do a shout out for you?
Please, let's do this. So, guys, this is Tife. Aside politics, aside podcasting, I'm a voiceover artist, a diction coach,
how much did you pay?
A writer.
How much did you pay? Where how much did you pay? Where are you for this?
I paid my sweat.
Which sweat? What's in this one? Because I don't know why you're selling yourself on this podcast. So
wait, before Wura will bite me, let's leave it like this. Let's leave it. So whatever you've heard, just hold on to it. Answer my DM to ask me for the rest. Thank you, guys.
Anyhow.
So listen Thank to the roundtable. Again and again and again and again. Comment, like, share. We love you. Thank you so much.
Bye.